Vilehit Sanim. Perakid Zion Pasuk Aleph. New Earth Edition. Go ahead. It's not the first time in human history that there wasn't water in a desert. Okay. So there wasn't water in the desert in Midbar Sin. They were in a particular location in Rephidim. Vayarev ha'ami Mesha. And the nation fought with Moshe Vayomer when they said to him, so Moshe says to them, why are you fighting with me? It's like, I tell you, you know, took out a paid political advertising and I'm against you having water. They make it seem like, you know, Moshe is, you know, you're against us having water. So Moshe says, first of all, matirivuni madi, matinasun es Hashem. And why are you testing God as well? Ibn Ezra says something important. Vayarev hisker am lo kolam, kasher hisker bidvar aman. Kishtayim kitos hayu. We've seen this idea before. They're really two different groups. Hoechad ein lemayim lishtos v'hiosem merivay Moshe. There's just a cantankerous group of people that are thirsty. V'ashenis yesh lemayim sheviu me'alush, a previous stop. They had water. V'hiarotz lenasos es Hashem imitain mayim kasher yifarish. And then there are those who are testing God. They have water. They don't need water. But they'd like to see if God can pull out a water trick. So Moshe responds to both groups. Ma tirivuni madi, ma tinasun es Hashem. Shua. Go ahead. Vayitzma. So this is what we call an escalation. Gordon, what are they accusing him of? Not merely maladministration, but malice. You took us out of Egypt to dehydrate us and our children to death. And for good measure, our animals as well. You know, I could say it as the Rav of a shul. You know, you face various accusations at different... Thankfully, nobody has yet accused me of trying to kill them, their children, and their pets. But it'd be pretty unpleasant if they did. You know. I'm just saying, it wasn't easy being Moshe Rabbeinu. It just wasn't easy. Vayitzak Moshe el Hashem lemor. Moshe cries out to God. Shua, go ahead. And Moshe just says, they're going to lynch me. There's going to be violence. So God says to Moshe, here's what I need you to do. So I want you to take the matah. Hinini omeid lefanecha sham al atzur b'chorev. So I want you to hit the rock. You hit the rock. Moshe hits the rock in front of all of the Ziknei Yisrael. He does exactly what God told him, and all the water presumably comes. So they called this place Rephidim. Within Midbar Sin, took on a different name based on the event that happened. Hanan, the name is? Masa u'miriva. Masa, the test of God. Miriva, the contentiousness, the acrimony, the belligerence, the truculence, the hostility. The Ibn Ezra Lashita, so. Vishav Lafarish Kriyas Mirival Ribine Israeli Mesha, Upirish al Naso Samis Hashem, Hine Perish Hamasa, Hayesh Hashem Bekir Benu. Imayim, let's test God. Sinisa daraisa lo sunasunas Hashem. You're not supposed to just test God. Sheyasa kol tzarkenu. It was even worse than those who were just giving Moshe a hard time, accusing him of trying to kill them and their families and their animals. If you can imagine, they were the better group. We're not supposed to test Hashem in this way. So the context of the Jewish people being assaulted by Amalek is ascribing ill motive to their leader. That's the Meriva. And more importantly, testing God, a way of saying, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbenu im'ayin. Next pasuk, Vayavo Amalek. And that is precisely what made the Jewish people vulnerable to Amalek. They attacked Moshe. In even a more profound sense, they attacked Hashem. Vayavo Amalek, vayilachem im Yisrael b'refidim. Ezra, read the Rashi for us. This Rashi is one of just, he puts it in such exquisite language of what this felt like from God's point of view. We're in the end of Parshas Bishalach. We've had all the Makos, we've had Kriyas Yamsuf, we've had Mara, where God takes bitter waters and makes them potable, drinkable. Vayimtiku Hamayim. We've had the Man. We have the Anane Kavod. We have it all. And yet the best the Jewish people can say is, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayin. You know, what have you done for me lately, God? Says Rashi. You want to know where I am? Well, I'll arrange for you to cry out to me, because somebody's coming to bite. You take your son on your shoulders and you go out on the path. Right? He sees a shiny object. As my son likes to say, new and shiny. I don't know where he picked up that expression. And he says, Dad, can you get me that new and shiny object? And the father bends down, and it's kind of hard because his father's on his shoulders, you know, to bend down. But he picks it up. It happens a second time. And then a third time. Okay, go ahead, Ezra. So they run into somebody, presumably on their way back from a house minion. Have you seen my father? Meaning this entire time he's been asking things of his father, getting things from his father, and then he has the chutzpah to say to this guy, have you seen my father? Right? You don't know where I am? So the father says, okay, I'll throw you down on the ground, see how you like it. And the dog will come and bite. Vayavo Amalek. You have the chutzpah to say, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayim. You cannot understand the confrontation between the Jewish people and Amalek without understanding the context. And the context, in two words, is Maso Meriva. Al Riv b'nei Yisrael v'al Nasusamis Hashem Lemor. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayim. And as Rashi notes, with the conjunctive of, Vayavo Amalek. Vayilachem im Yisrael b'refidim. In that very location. It's interesting. It's a deep truth about human nature embedded in these psukim. How is it possible? The Makos, culminating in Makas Bechoros, we spend so much time on in Kriyas Yamsuf, the Man, Mara, all of it. The same people about whom it was said, Vayaminu Bashem and Moshe Avdo. And then, Al Riv B'nai Yisrael, their attack on Moshe, Val Naso San Mes Hashem. How exactly does that happen? And the answer is it's no secret at all. Go ahead, Sariel. Avi? Okay. It could be. So it could be, you know, that there's a certain sense of fear, terror. Ezra?
I'm going to ask, why does it call it Refidim?
Well, the place is really called Refidim, but the Jewish people had a nickname for it, Masa Meriva. But nobody would have called it that, because that wasn't really the name of the location. The Jewish people just referred to it as the place where that happened. Sorry, Al? And it's not just them. It's all of us all the time. Here's the way it works in life. Whatever we don't have, we feel aggrieved. We're being deprived. Whatever we do have, we're entitled to. So people are angry all the time. Nobody thinks, you know, I didn't get this, but look. Yeshli Rav or Yeshli Kol. Right? It's a sad truth. So you could be getting the man. God could be providing the Anani Kavod for you. And have literally just extracted you from the most powerful nation in the world at that time. And your comment is, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayin. Because people, again, tend to measure things exactly in the moment. And then God sends Amalek to remind the Jewish people of where he is. And so we're going to learn and study the course of the battle and hopefully come to appreciate that the battle against Amalek isn't really about Amalek. And anybody finish that thought? It's more that Amalek has a certain function. Shua, what's their function? Exactly. It always has to do with the status of the relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people. Amalek is there, as the Gemara in Masechet Megillah itself says, "Batzal time yimacha mekare." When the Jewish people were lazy in Talmud Torah, the Jewish people were dull in min hamitzvos, when the Jewish people were nana misudaso shaloso rasha. So Amalek is there to remind us of our commitment to Hashem and our dependency on Hashem. That's the story of the Megillah as well. So Amalek is a proxy for a specific kind of spiritual scenario when distance is created between God and the Jewish people through the spiritual desiccation of Klal Yisrael. This created the template. Maso Meriva created the template. But it would always be thus. This is always a story of the Jewish confrontation with Amalek. It has to be. We'll demonstrate it in many different ways. But it's right here. Jack.
Do you connect this to maybe like Mitzrayim, Nasa, Abraham, and like now B'nai Israel, since they're kind of like fractured right now, and they're like fighting with Moshe, with each other really, they need to unite against like a common enemy, like, just like the mentor, but this is the last permanent thing that like the
right, but remember, this is just like an isolated skirmish. They come in for just a moment, and the proof is really in the pudding, right? Because Amalek isn't like a perpetual enemy. They just like they appear and then they disappear, right?
Yeah.
They appear and then they disappear. It's a very fascinating thing. They just appear into the narrative. Vayavo Amalek, and then they disappear, and the Jewish people continue on their journey.
It's a lesser type. We also, there's a lesser type of connect, like a lesser type of unity. So it kind of makes sense.
No question. Nachi.
Like that, and all of a sudden you get